This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
The new Red Boy intro coming to you live from the dining room once again, actually with Mrs. Red Boy, who can now turn her mic back on. She was harassing me quite earlier. And yes, that is the new Red Boy intro from my good friend Jeff Greenberg from 100YearPicnic.com, the band 100YearPicnic. You want to make fun of me a little more?
No, I just think that is the most spectacular intro I have heard yet.
It is my superhero intro. Your son is running around going, "Red Boy!" How cool is that? My son thinks I'm a superhero now.
I don't think he thinks you're a superhero.
All right. He's just glad he got to play his video game so he'd come podcast with me.
That's right.
That was the deal tonight. I said, "Luke, go tell your mom to come podcast and you can play your game." So now I'm pitting my son against podcasting. I don't know. Maybe that makes me a bad parent. I'm not sure. So, Amy, how was your day today?
My day was just great, Matt.
Do you have a referral yet?
No.
And you're going Zippo, aren't you?
I am going crazy.
And for those who have listened to a few podcasts of the Red Boy podcast straight out of the cornfields here, the referral is in reference to our adoption from China. And the referral is basically when we find out a name and a photograph of who our daughter in China is and get to see her for the first time. And we've been working on this project for about, what, a year?
Yeah, right, we started our application went in April 7th of last year.
And so, well, we're over a year. And so now we're down to the last, what, 5, 3, 4, 6, 10 days, we don't know.
I'm hoping that this whole process will be completed in 90 days.
It's like a 90-day money-back guarantee. Yeah, and
then I'll have 90 days off from work.
And I get to live in this wonderful house for the next 90 days. A little note for your podcasters out there, don't take drinks at the same time as your interviewee, because then nobody's talking. So, yes, we are 3 to 5 to 7 days to referral?
I don't know. In the next 1 to 2 weeks. That's what I've been telling everybody the past 3 weeks. Oh, in the next couple of weeks. It's coming. It's coming.
But what do we have? A stork alert? Is that what they call it?
Well, out on the many Yahoo groups that I belong to, there's been sightings of stork alerts, which is a particular agency will...
those agencies. Yeah,
well, this
the
is
liars.
All, and this is all rumor.
Yeah, see?
It's all rumor.
It's a hen house. Nothing else. Nobody here but us chickens just talking.
And all we want is a reliable rumor, if you can have such a thing. I know that's pretty much an oxymoron, but...
I come downstairs and you tell me, "Oh, we have a reliable rumor." I'm like, yeah. What the hell is a reliable rumor?
Well, a reliable rumor, hopefully, is going okay. to happen soon, so that maybe one of these days when we see one of these things come across the website, one of the Yahoo groups, that actually forthcoming will be a referral in the next day or two. But I don't know when it's going to happen. I say next week.
But the funny thing is, I keep thinking my life is going to get easier when the referral gets here, thinking, "Oh, the stress will be gone. She'll relax." No, I'm sure it's going to amp up to about 20.
Well, then I'll actually be able to go and buy clothes.
I'll know what's
going to happen and everything a little bit more, so I can start the shopping frenzy.
I know, and you think I haven't stressed yet, but my stress level will start showing when that big old jet airliner takes off for 15 hours.
But we need to make sure, you know, big news today. United has settled their dispute, so there's not going to be a strike.
So I'm not hitchhiking to China?
So it looks like we're going to be able to catch flight number 1 out of Chicago to Hong Kong, which is exciting news for us because it's like 13 to 15-hour flight, depending on what
happens
with
if you make it
weather.
All the way or what.
Well, you know,
I don't
want to
walk from Siberia.
I don't think I want to stop in Siberia. Looks pretty cold.
I don't know what to do with myself for 10 hours in a cubicle at work, let alone
it'll be
15
fine.
Hours in a chair.
We're gonna
be, they told me to sit here.
We're
going to
be having some food,
better
a
be.
Movie, some more food.
Better be Better Living Through Chemistry.
Another movie, some more food.
Drinking.
Another movie.
Well, we got the iRiver today, so maybe I'm thinking I'm going to do an hourly podcast update from the aircraft. I'm thinking hour 12 will sound something like this. Man, I really got to get off this plane. There's a man on the wing.
Well, the nice thing is that we will be talking to our doctor before we go to see if we can have something just to take the edge off when we get on the plane. Unfortunately, when we come home, I think we'll be a little bit more occupied since we will have a probably right around a 12-month-old baby on our lap who will be...
She'll be an activity.
Wanting to do things, and it'll be exciting.
Well, and a lot of our friends have told us, oh, do the Benadryl trick on the airplane, but what's the story your friend said that they give it to
yeah,
their
had
kid?
Yeah, we had a friend whose friend, let me clarify this.
So this is basically a really good rumor.
Well, it's not really, because it's good friends who told us stories about their good friends who adopted from Russia, and they were told that, yeah, go ahead and give the kids a little bit of Benadryl and be fine. Well, their children had the opposite reaction. They became two hyper little children running up and down the plane for a long period of the flight.
And that's
so
a good way to make some friends on a transcontinental airline flight is to, you know, have your kid run up and down the aisle a few hundred thousand times. I don't know, but I'll survive.
Yeah, you will.
I'll make it.
It's well worth it.
It is. I will agree. It is worth it. But what was my dream the other night that I... Because in China, you can't drink the water, and it's not one of those things like Mexico where the Mexicans can drink it, but you can't. It's nobody drinks the water because it's lightly sifted and then pumped back into the water system. So nobody is supposed to drink the water. So I had a dream / nightmare that I drank the water for an entire day, then realized, oh my God, I'm in China. I'm not supposed to drink the water. Like, that's probably going to happen, but... And then I started getting, like, attacked by the water, and it was a whole very weird, weird thing. I know.
It's very weird.
I know. You probably wouldn't even share with me if you had any crazy China dreams. I'm sure you
Oh, I have dreams that I'm one of the things online.
They're probably happy, and there's
elves
and Bambi and everything.
I have bizarre dreams about typing up my... when you're on the Yahoo group and you receive your referral, you're supposed to do a little referral announcement. So you put, Edward's referral is here, and you put all these exclamation points and all this little stuff around it. And in my dream, I was trying to type it up, but I couldn't get it to type up correctly, and I kept trying to do it over and over and over again, and I couldn't find her date of her referral and all of that. So hence everything coming that I don't know when the referral is coming. So yeah, I'm a little...
So I'm dying of typhoid fever, and you can't type into a Yahoo group. You can't type into Yahoo, and I'm dead. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you see, it's about a... And what though, I have found pregnancy... I thought the adoption... This would be great. She's not pregnant. Life will be easy. It's the same problems, just in a different genre. You still sit around. You're just on the computer.
Yeah, I'm not rubbing my belly. I'm sitting there.
Rubbing the computer.
I'm sitting there, and I'm anxiously typing in, flipping through about four or five Yahoo groups that I belong to.
Talking to yourself.
Talking to myself. Crying, watching adoption gotcha day videos that were people... Gotcha day is when the adoptive parents are actually united with their daughters or their sons. And a lot of people... There's a lot of videos out there online that you can actually watch, and they're done to music. They're wonderful. And
we'll do one too.
And we will. And
we'll cry. And you'll cry. Everybody will be crying. It'll be a happy time.
Yeah, so I sit around, and I haven't done that in a long time except for this week, and I think I'd probably been off of the... I'd been off of them
for about
3 months, but then now I'm getting close, so I had to get a baby fix, and so I'm watching it, and next thing you know, I'm sitting there sobbing. Yeah, it's just great. You know, emotional welfare is what I'm right now.
Well, and I've made Mrs. Redboy do... Is it Mrs. or is it Miss? What's married? Miss, Mrs.? Is that M-I-S-S?
I would be Mrs. I'm Mrs. not a Miss anymore.
I don't... you know what? I have never understood this since second grade. Anyway. Her, over there, across the dining room table.
He doesn't know titles, folks.
I know Mr. No doctor. I know we're not that. We're not that smart. No PhDs. But I asked her, or made
you
her...
You have your doctorate in mixology.
I have a doctorate in mixology. Of both the alcohol and the music.
And
right?
you got both of those at
and apparently
SIU.
I'm a superhero now, too. I'm Red Boy! You know what? I don't think I loaded that. Oh, dang it. I didn't load it into my... I had to load the sound clips. You'll love this. I'm going to load the sound clips on the keyboard so at any given point I can just hit a button and go, Red Boy! But I can do this. You'll love... Oh, you'll like this.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
No.
Well, the keyword there being man. That's the operative word. Anyway, the reason I put her on the podcast or use my child as a pawn to be on the podcast is Susan, who was on the great world-renowned Red Boy podcast on Friday of week last, asked us to be on the Real Live Radio Monday. I guess that's the 23rd. 23rd, thank you.
It's a great day of my life.
Why?
It's an anniversary.
Oh, yes, the anniversary of the great Mrs., I guess, if I got right, Red Boy's divorce from Mr. X, a-hole. So,
that's the beauty of doing a podcast. You can go ahead and swear. Unlike,
yeah, exactly. Unlike I didn't swear. A-hole is not a swear word.
Okay.
Asshole is a swear word.
There you go. That's nice.
So
that's
anyway,
pretty.
Now
folks.
I know. We're trying to do a family-friendly podcast. Anyway, so Susan was on, and after we were done with the podcast, and Miss Redboy came home, and we're hanging out, she offered us the opportunity to be, and don't look at the Kohl's flyer while you're podcasting. That really just shows you're bored.
But we received an extra 20% off everything May 19th through 24th, so yeah. That's pretty important in my life.
Yeah, but you know what? Kohl's, everything's on sale. Anyway, Susan has offered us to be on the air with her to talk about the adoption and actually podcasting, so my hope is to...
Oh, it's so exciting.
Hey, you know what? Bite me.
It'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you tell me? Be careful, because I need to know the... You wanted to know the questions.
I need to know some questions. I need to have some preparatory time.
Because you didn't want to sound like an idiot or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like an idiot.
I said, well, join the podcast. I sound like an idiot every day. But she doesn't want it to...
But that's not my problem.
And people who know us will maybe listen to the radio and...
Yeah.
Okay, this is really distracting.
Why is this distracting? I can multitask. I'm flipping
you
through, looking
multitask.
At 30
multitask. You can't
30
ever
to 40
hear me
percent
when I'm
off
talking, little.
Purses and flip-flops. I want a pink watch.
She is trying to... there you go. Stay on the bras and underwear page. I'll be happy. See, now I'm all distracted. See?
Bras and panties.
There you go. She showed me half-naked women, and I was all... And it wasn't even Victoria's Secret this time. But we do have to figure out how to pack.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff.
We got it,
and we got to buy food. I've been told we need to buy lots of food. Take lots of food. Actually, they said
my suitcase is like
the most important thing to take is food. Take food. That's what Michelle said.
Our suitcase is like a 28-inch high.
Food.
Suitcase. Clothes.
They said food. Wash your clothes. Have your clothes sent out for Chinese laundry.
I said I'm taking two cases of power bars.
I'm taking food, power bars. We're gonna take oatmeal.
Okay, wait. Food, power bars.
Well,
food's
okay.
Kind of a generic term.
Under the food
term,
we're gonna
lettuce,
have,
and lettuce,
we're gonna have,
tomatoes.
We're gonna have
maybe
power
some fresh
bars.
Meat.
We're gonna have some soup, instant soup. We can
roll
mix
on
up.
Noodles.
Do that.
I've never had a roll on noodle.
I don't like them, so I'll be having just a cup of soup.
Maybe that Campbell's. Oh, the Campbell's drinkable.
They also
soup.
Said you could take you know how you can get the tuna and the chicken in the packets. The now,
oh, yeah.
Like the cat food
I
type.
I don't like cat food.
Well, but they like said take that. Works out great.
I'd rather starve. I will come home like an Ethiopian. I am going to be like 12
no,
pounds.
No, I'm
when
taking
I get home.
Food. Everybody I've talked to, food. I'm going to take.
Well, because most of the meat
for,
is
let's
like.
Let's see, for 2 weeks, I'm going to take 4 boxes of oatmeal. I can eat oatmeal every day.
But isn't the beef fried rice like. Cat fried rice or rat fried rice?
We, you know, it just depends. Actually, I talked to a gentleman today who has adopted both his
keep that up for a while.
Adult children are from Korea, And he is also a businessman, and he has gone over to China several times. And he assured me that Hong Kong is just like being in a large city. So Hong Kong is not going to be any problem. If we end up in Shanghai...
Except to eat the rats for dinner.
No. It's a big city.
So will my steak be steak?
Yeah. It's.
I don't like
filet. It could be caribou, though.
What's a caribou?
Is that like
a reindeer?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, great. Rudolph for dinner.
Well, you know, hey. It's still going to be better than little pieces of... rat or cat.
Anyways, on with my story.
Okay. Interrupting
Mr.
man.
Okay, sorry.
And if we get, we end up going into Shanghai. That's a very modern city. Guangzhou, where we'll be staying, good part of our stay is very modern.
Do you think I get in trouble if I go, do you speak English? Yeah, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You'll be keeping your mouth shut.
I would get my ass kicked.
Yeah. And
we're looking forward
to our travel time and
some quality bonding time.
We're going to go to Hong Kong a couple days early so we can kind of run around and look at stuff and, of course, shop.
Well, we base this whole trip on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Except I've pretty much decided I'm going to be those.
Yeah, but speaking of Amazing Race, that was a great show.
Too bad. Who are the old people?
Meredith and Gretchen.
Yeah. You know what?
Love Meredith and Gretchen, but I love the African-American couple who won.
Because they kicked Rob and Amber's ass.
So good.
And you know what? And for those listening, we own, or I own, whatever, robandambersuck.com. Now, there's nothing there, because I don't know what to put there. But they do suck, so I decided I'd own it for, $9 for GoDaddy. But I pretty much decided we will be like the old couple. On will be Gretchen and Meredith. Come on, Matt. Oh, I'm coming, Ma. Or at least I'll feel that way.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just have troubles. There's buses and...
It's going to be a great trip.
You pee in holes in the ground. Like, what are they called? Squat potties?
Squat potties.
Yeah.
It's a trench.
Yeah. I can go to Wrigley and pee in a trough.
You're going to be doing that in China. But, as my sister, who has been to Hong Kong, did, she found all the regular bathrooms.
I'm good at that, though. I am good at finding bathrooms.
Go into a bank. Banks have nice bathrooms.
Take a gun. It gets better service.
No. That will not be the case. So, but anyways, we are extremely excited about our trip over there.
Well.
You have to go out to our journeytomaggie.com, and you can see the nursery is... pretty much ready to go. All we need is
see. Now you're letting the real Red Boy people into our real lives, and I don't know, into the Red Boy Ranch. Like the Mr. X has his Mr. X Ranch. Now they're gonna see the house.
They'll see one picture of a little nursery. There's not pictures of our house.
That's right. There's only about 20 listeners. So
there you go.
We're working for 22. Mr. Fike, who's actually getting married this Saturday, is listener 21. He doesn't know how to subscribe, so he's just downloading it. But he loves it. He's like, oh, hey, keep up on what's going on. I'm like, wow, there's that much going on in our lives?
Not really.
No, not particularly.
No, but I'm thinking that what time is it? Because we have to ration our son and his Spider-Man time.
I'm reading it off the... He has 12 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So he gets Spider-Man time as long as Mommy does podcasting. So.
No, he doesn't. He gets game time if he sleeps through his bed at
night.
No,
but tonight he gets to play games as long as Mommy podcasts tonight.
Oh.
So you're going to be doing this for like 3 or 4 hours.
Really? Right? I don't think anybody would want to listen that long.
I'm lucky if anybody listens for 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, we are.
So back to the whole idea of... What are you... This almost needs to be a video podcast. So I want some feedback on the intro. Because you are on record from Cinco de Mayo, after hanging out with our good friend Jose Cuervo, with not liking podcasting, and now anti-intro.
Well, the intro is a little psychedelic.
It's a little eclectic.
No, it's just a little psychedelic.
I told him we might need to do one.
What I envision when I hear this music is just very, very angry white men. Screaming,
I'm an angry white boy.
Red boy.
I'm an angry red boy.
No.
I'm grr.
If anybody's ever seen my husband, I can describe him for you if you haven't seen a picture of him.
Please, you must hear this. This is always very flattering. Ladies, listen up. You will just drool.
My sweet husband looks much, much, very much. He's kind of a David Caruso.
Meets
Richie Cunningham. Richie
Cunningham
meets Howdy Doody. Kind of all wrapped in there together.
Hand up my back pulling the strings.
There you go. But no. He's a very attractive man, but he's definitely not your angry white.
Hey, I
man.
Am a white rapper. Of course I am. Was it follically challenged? Not phallically challenged. Follically challenged.
Follically challenged.
As in slowly balding.
Yeah.
Someday.
I'm vertically challenged, and
you're not near as vertically challenged as I am hair challenged.
But you got a nice looking head. You know, you're lucky there. Because when, you know, you can shave that head off, you got a good looking head.
You know?
It's okay.
Rub both of them, baby. You know? I'm good like that. See? You're happy you married me.
I am
keep
happy I married
keep
you.
Just keep telling yourself that. You're happy you married me.
I am so happy I married you.
Yes.
That's a whole nother podcast, that whole conversation.
How she's really... you're going to hear a secret podcast. Amy's Secret Public Journal.
Yeah.
He's not really that good looking, but, you know, I can't afford half of all the debt. That would be the Red Boy family fortune. Of course, yeah. And well, now we're extra broke because we're doing the whole China thing. So, I don't know. She's just looking at me like, did you put the dry clean over there?
Yeah, I put the dry clean right in front of the back door so that you will trip over it and take it tomorrow morning with you.
Yeah, this morning going to work, I had three things I had to do. One, get myself ready and do my normal activities. And then I had a wedding card for Mr. Fike's wedding this weekend to send off. And I had to take the dry cleaning. And so I had the dry clean. I brought it down, set it on the dining room table, taking out the door. And I had the card sitting there so I wouldn't forget it. And I come home tonight after the first night of swim lessons. And there sits the dry cleaning. And there sits the card. So, Mr. Fike, we hope you get your invitation card in time. But we did do swim lessons tonight. I wanted to do the poolside podcast with the iRiver. Yeah. It was about 3,000 degrees. I'm wearing black wool slacks and a sweater. And it's at a pool, so it's like full humidity. And you look at me like, I don't care.
No, I enjoyed my little time.
Yeah, and here's how I screwed myself. We put Red Boy Jr. in swim lessons. And I was in charge of setting it up, which you said, go ahead and call. And I know the hours that you work. And so I'm talking to the gentleman on the phone, and it's 4:35, 5:30, or 6, and it may have been a 6:30, I don't remember. Let's do the 5 o'clock, because I get off, and I can pick up Little Red Boy at 4:30, 4:45, and be there at 5. Not taking into account that Mrs. Red Boy doesn't get off till 5, so I've just screwed myself into being the sole provider of swim lessons twice a week at 5 o'clock for 4 weeks.
It's excellent, because then what I get to do is when I get home from work, I can go ahead, put on my gym shoes, and head down the trail and walk.
But Amy,
you ever seen a grown man naked?
Could you program some other things in there?
Oh, you'll love this one. Hold on, this is actually probably loud. Hold on.
Now let me get this straight. The lime and the coconut, you drink them both.
We love the lime and the coconut song.
Yeah, we need to get rid of that because now it will be in our head and we will be dreaming that.
Yes, I will have weird dreams of Jamaican men putting limes in coconuts. And that is something about that song. I don't know. It drives me crazy. What I have in there? No, but no, then you'll get what the Oscar Mayer Wiener song in my head, which is no better than the lime and the coconut.
It's a little
song.
Bit more fun.
Well, the only thing worse than that is, and maybe Mr. Greenberg's listening to this, is having Jeff with his band and one of his songs. And I'll get it stuck in my head, which is fine. That Maryland County song I played a couple weeks or last podcast is a great song. It's fine. But now I have my coworker sitting in the next cube's singing voice song stuck in my head. Which really just...
Ooh, hot mic.
Yeah, oh, we love that. I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live. Ooh, hot mic. What, I don't even remember the songs they do, but... Lime and the coconut! It's... Okay, see? Okay, well, that makes 3 times for karaoke, and twice my karaoke on this podcast have been with Mrs. Red Boy, so... I think that should be just a really good lesson to myself right there. And she's just laughing. Okay, you can bring your head back up now.
I can't believe that you're making me do this.
Yeah, that's what is there, you know, look
what else is there to do? Well, I don't know. Let's look around this house.
But would we do it? No, we'd sit there and watch crap TV all night long.
So we're making crap radio.
Well, better to make crap radio than watch crap television. But we watched American Idol. Who's going to win?
You know, I'm thinking Bo.
Bo's my boy.
I'm right there with Bo. I think
I like the blondie girl, but
I think that all three of them are going to end up with record contracts.
Well, but so did What's-Her-Name, and we're like, I haven't heard one. Or
no, but I mean, I think these guys are better than, what was her name? Fantasia.
There you go.
Fantasia was good, but, you know, I haven't heard much from her. And, you know, Ruben. You know, what did Ruben do?
And Ruben won.
Ruben Clay won. Came in second. Came out with an album, and, you know.
Did you hear his first song?
Well, I mean, I feel bad for Ruben because, you know, he's like a walking coronary arrest about ready to happen. If he hasn't.
Ruben.
He needs to get on the Slim Fast program, and I'm not meaning that mean. I'm just saying that, you know.
You're just saying he's a big boy.
He's a big boy, and he's up there on concert stage, and my God, if the man could sweat anymore.
I really wish I could.
You got Clay Aiken out there, who's the next Barry Manilow, and by the way, one of my friends actually got to go to the Oprah Winfrey show.
I thought you were going to say Barry Manilow.
And got to see Barry Manilow. So it was very exciting, but and did anybody see Clay Aiken's Christmas special? It was just bizarre, if I'm going to go on an Idol thing here, but just really strange.
Well, Mr. X was talking about they're going like a Motley Crue concert or something, and they'll take their iRiver in so they can interview people. Oh, he's playing the pizza part of the game. But they want to take the iRiver in and interview people for the concert. Not necessarily record the concert, just interview people about the concert. And somebody goes, yeah, we want to take it into a Clay Aiken concert. And he's like, you know what, you probably wouldn't have to sneak that in. They'd probably be like, hey, bring it in. We want free promotion of Clay Aiken.
Nah, Clay's pretty good.
And I wish, you know, if I could find it, I would play
Kelly Clarkson, she rocks.
I sometimes think I'm gay because I love Kelly Clarkson.
Why would that make you gay?
I don't know, because she's like one of these pop girls and all this kind of stuff.
So why would that make you gay? Once again, I'm asking that question. If you liked Clay Aiken, that might make you gay.
But you know what? Teenage girls like her. Why should I like her?
Well, you really shouldn't, because you're kind of getting into that dirty old man age.
I don't want to be the scary old man. Like, hey, little girl, want some candy?
You're a daddy now.
See, and that's the other problem I'm having is I'm going to be a dad of a girl.
Yeah, thank heavens. I'm so happy about this. This puts the whole strip club scene in a
completely
different
light. Oh, it totally bites, because I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, that could be my daughter. Get the F away. Yeah, and yeah.
So that's what I'm liking about this whole let's progression into more adulthood for my husband.
Oh, here we go. We can play this. Those who were around for this song. This song. I have no way to fast forward through this. It just goes on and on. Remember this? What does this look like? I've never heard this song in my life.
It's like I missed a shot. It's like I dropped the ball.
I'm sorry. Why is he playing that?
Well, because we were talking about Ruben. Well, I couldn't find any Clay. I ran across Ruben.
I like Ruben. I do like him. I want people to realize I do like him, but he shouldn't have gotten American Idol. Should have been Clay.
But
I was a Clay fan. I'm just going to tell it. I'm putting it right there on the table.
Okay,
I wanted Clay to win.
Something about the way you look tonight.
There's your Clay.
There's something about the way that I can't take my eyes off.
I have to admit, that is better than
Ruben. I like Clay.
Well, you know what? Clay is the next Barry.
I know.
You know, and I like Barry. Barry's got some stuff.
That's great.
I wouldn't say he's off the heezy for sheezy, but, you know, he's okay.
He's loaded in my iPod.
Yeah, I would kill myself if I had to listen to your iPod.
Yeah, I need you to download more songs onto my iPod.
I know,
I need
right.
some new things. I need some Will
Smith. Fresh
Smith.
Cuts. You don't have the new Will.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
I gotta say, I love Will, but I'm not so sure I'm down with his new stuff.
Why?
It's
I like it. I like what I've heard.
But he's trying too hard.
I don't think so.
Some of his stuff he is. He's
I don't think so. No. No, Will's my guy.
He's your boy.
He's so hot. He's just the sexiest man. One of the sexiest men. He can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he could do you no wrong. What I do find funny is like all the like M&Ms are like, oh, he's gay. He must be gay. I'm like, why, Duke's like all these women want him. I'm like, oh boy, is hooked up.
Who says he's gay?
Oh, all the hard, you know, the hardcore rappers or whatever.
Whatever.
Okay, speaking of songs that might make me gay, what about that Gwen Stefani song? And I don't have it yet. I'll play it, sample it. The,
don't know.
Ain't no holla back, girl.
No, I just like that one song, that Luke's favorite song. What's Luke's favorite song
Hoobie
now?
Stank? No.
No, that one that they have the funny voice thing. I mean, it's like...
Oh, Akon.
I love that song.
Akon,
something about a loser.
Let's see, I think it's in April.
And you will find if I'm ever on these podcasts again that I know nothing about music. I am a AM talk radio guru.
Guru.
That's lonely, all I listen to.
I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
So it's the Chipmunks singing.
I have nobody.
I don't know if this is a Chipmunks. I'm sure I could do this myself.
See, this is a fun song.
Yo, this one here.
Like, you know what though? I play this exact same music, and you're like, "What are you listening to?"
I don't. Because I don't really think I sound like, "Oh, what are you listening to?"
No, but in my head, this is the voices I hear. But Akon. Well, and all that stuff. You know, I am the R&B. I am the, for those listening, I am kind of, if anybody's seen Office Space, I am Michael Bolton from Office Space. I'm the guy sitting there in his car going boom, jamming out. And then
I thought he went by Mike Bolton.
No, he goes by Michael. He goes, why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
And then, you know, his friends come over. What up, G? You know, I'm like all about peace out.
Yeah, you are.
Yo.
So, you know, tonight's the big night, isn't it, for the new Star Wars? Or no, that's tomorrow night.
No.
Oh, no, it's the 19th. Sorry, that's Thursday.
Wow. Get a calendar, lady.
Okay, well.
Is it Friday?
I thought somebody said they're going Wednesday night at, like, midnight.
Well, and here's how big of an ass I am. I interview Craig.
Yeah.
Pull Star Wars freak. And I get off the Skype call with him. I'm like, yeah, he's talking about Star Wars, blah, blah, blah. And that comes out. Gee, that would have been a great freaking question to ask him.
May 19th. So I think tomorrow night at midnight, I have friends who are
Thursday.
Going to it. Yeah.
No, tomorrow's Wednesday. So.
Yeah, at midnight. It comes out at midnight.
Friday.
So no, it comes out on Thursday the 19th.
Yeah, today's Tuesday the 17th. So that would not be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. So at 12 o'clock tomorrow night is actually Thursday.
Yes.
So they're actually starting the movie then.
It comes out on Thursday. Really?
Really? Yes, it's called May 19th.
But movies come out on Friday.
But this movie's coming out on Thursday.
See what I live with? See the abuse? See, I'll be able to use this against you and my...
weird little world of 20 people.
My 20 people.
I hope it grows. I want this to grow.
I do want it to grow.
I do want it to grow, too.
You know what? I should actually have you listen. You should listen to a few podcasts.
I should listen to some of them.
Mr. X, Len from Jawbone, they're all good.
I bet they're great.
They're fun.
I think they are.
There's some that are a little weird.
I listen to talk radio all day long.
Keith and the girl are a little different. They're the ones that are the clown actors in Chicago, New York. But Keith sounds a little bit like, and I forget who it is now, a little bit like...
I'm getting tired.
Because it is the late hour of 8:45, and our bedtime is 9 o'clock. Oh, I did drag you on. Okay. So, yes, I will load. You know what? That will be my new goal. I will update your iPod, and I will throw. Maybe we'll start you off with Jawbone and Mr. X.
Ooh, okay. I can't wait.
You're doing your drives across to the other
I'll
facilities.
Do it tomorrow. You know what? I'll entertain people tomorrow morning so I can show them how much of a geek my husband is.
Hey,
sorry.
But at least I'm a geek, not a nerd. The difference between a geek and a nerd is a social life. That's what Susan and I decided then.
Well, you know what? That's true. And I will have to say, you do come in handy in a lot of technical situations.
Like, you know, programming the VCR.
Just turning my TV on half the time.
Yeah. Well,
actually, since the universal remote's been killed.
Fried by a can of pop.
Since it took a...
$125 remote control fried by a can of pop.
No, it wasn't pop. It was Kool-Aid.
Whatever it
or
was.
Or Crystal Light.
It did not take and well it, to it.
It bled red.
That was the poor remote.
But anyways, it's made my life a lot simpler.
No.
Yes, it has. It has.
Because
really.
Nothing will top when you were, what, 8 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant? And I went out for one last, not even a hoorah, just a couple
of
drinks.
It was during the Olympics.
Yes, and it was during the Olympics of probably 2000 summer, probably, I guess, Olympics.
Yeah, that would be
and
right.
I'm out, and I'd been out for maybe 10 minutes, and my phone rings. And this is what I hear on the other line. You have to come home. Oh my God, what? Because I'm thinking, oh my God, early labor, what's going on? Horror in the household. I can't hear what I'm seeing. I'm like, you've got to be crapping me. I said, push this. I don't even know. Did you ever get...
No, remember? I went to the bedroom.
Yeah, and that worked out just fine.
Oh, it did it now.
But tell me I had to come home because you can't hear what you see.
It was 100 degrees, and I had to go sit in our upstairs, and which was like 100 degrees. Now we're being shushed by our 4-year-old.
Okay. Now, I think I've figured out how to work this clock, so I think that would be... I think you got bonus game time tonight.
Okay, well, I think we need to sign off.
Okay. And you know what? I don't have any...
And I'm sure that many of your listeners probably don't like me now, so...
No, but you know what? It's good to have the bitter woman to...
I'm not bitter.
Everybody needs somebody to not like. You don't have the soothing voice of just Julie. She's sort of... But she's a singer, so she's kind of...
Well, I'm not a soothing person.
No, you're not.
I am a very uptight person now.
Yeah, you're very uptight.
I'm keyed up. I'm like...
Yeah, you are. I would get... All right, hold on. Yes, bud. Okay, 1 minute. All right, before we go,
yeah.
Should I do... I'm thinking about doing taking the iRiver and doing a podcast from doing like an off and on podcast while we drink.
No.
Why not?
Because you know what? I don't think I want that out there on the air. No.
It could be entertaining.
Not so much.
As long as there's no personal information.
No, not so much.
You know what? A genius idea.
Yeah.
Shot down in the prime of its life.
No, I don't think we're going to be doing that podcast. But, you know, we'll do a little podcast when we get our referral. It'll probably be all about 5 seconds of me screaming, going, we've got it! We've got it!
All I have to say is...
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
You are not lonely.
You know what? I do thank you, Amy, Mrs. Redboy.
Oh, we're still on the air. I thought you unplugged everything.
I unplugged. It's all off. It just turns off just like that.
I thought it was over.
Thank you for being on the pod. And does it hurt? You know what? This is therapeutic for a marriage. We can sit here and talk.
Okay. 1 minute.
And it was very nice. It wasn't nice to sit and talk.
It was fun.
See,
it was
we
fun.
Can talk
I
to each
love
other.
It. I can't wait till the next broadcast.
Tomorrow. No. Nobody wants to listen to anybody that often, let alone myself. So thank you very much.
But hopefully the next time we tune in, it'll be when I have the referral in hand, and I will hopefully won't beat you up like I did when you gave me the iPod.
See, if you'll be on here more often, I'll give you a redboypodcast.com email address.
Oh, my. And people can email me?
Yeah. Hey, the women always get more email than men because who the hell wants to email a guy? Anyway, I guess we'll sign off for tonight. I am working on an outro, but for now, I don't have one, I guess.
I think you should just do the I'm So Lonely. That's kind of fun.
So, anyway, hey, check us out. You can Skype me, Redboy3. Check us out at redboypodcast.com, or we're also on the great podcastoutlaws.com, or you can email me, Redboy, at redboypodcast.com, and Mrs. Redboy soon, if she will do this at least more than once a month, decade, eon, will get her own email address. But till then, you can send them to me. So until then, we'll leave you with a little of this. Redboy out.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.